Good, looking forward to Shabbos. Hope you all be able to join us for Shabbos. If anybody has a work for anybody, I can give you extra incentives, let me know. Okay, if anybody will work out all the housing. Let's just take a first little transportation. I think food's done already. Hasra, discussing the Hasra of the Ben Sera Maris. The mission Ayin Aleph Mon Aleph. Hoy Echem in Gidem Echige Re'ile Mesuma. Echerish Eina Nasa Ben Sera Umarish Enemar Vesov Suboy Ove Ve'imo. V'loy Gidmin. V'yitziu Oysoy V'lechigmin. V'omoloy V'yilmin. V'nei Nuze V'loy Sumin. Eina Shemei B'kaleinu V'loy Echerish. So this first part of the Mishnah is the sugya of the Inun Kor Kedechsiv, as the sugya has the very bottom of the Yom. So that we'll get back to, but it's a very important sugya. The Inun Kor Kedechsiv, when the Torah gives details, so when are those details considered to be conditional? Or when are the details considered to be descriptive? When are the conditions supposed to be Le'ikuva? That's a very important sugya, the Inun Kor Kedechsiv, so that we'll have to dedicate a shir to that. Mishnah says, the Rashi says, a very interesting Rashi, on Chereshin, where Rashi adds in an interpretation of the Gzeres HaKosov, he adds in Ve'ikol HaFuche B'Shuse. Also, that requires a discussion. That when we discuss whether Holchan Boser Roiv or not, you were arguing that we should be able that because of the din of Yitzilu Ha'edom, that should be part of the Medrash Torah, the Midah Shatana Dreshes Ben. So we'll have to come back and discuss that question in light of this Rashi, discuss this Rashi. Why is Rashi adding this phrase? Of the Eden LaFuche B'Shuse. All right, but let's focus on the next din. Masrin Boy B'Fnei Shloisha. We give him Asra. Asra is given to him. Somebody gives him Asra. B'Fnei Shloisha, in front of three. L'chor is the parents, because that's who we're discussing in this mission. Hoye Echor Meim Gide Mechige Re'ileim. So Masrin Boy means the parents give Asra. Bifnei Shloisha, in front of three. Umalkin Oisai, and Malkus. Malkus has to be Bezdin. And Bezdin gives him Malkus. Chozar v'kilkel, if the young man was Nichshol once again, then Nidin Besim Ushloisha, then he goes to a Bezdin of 23. And the original three dayanim have to be part of the basin of 23. Gemara says we're skipping right now the few lines on Bina Kroki Dechsiv, because I'll have to get back to it, the separate shir. The top of Ayin Aleph Amud Bey, so Masin Bifnei Shloisha. Lomali, the Gemara says, why are we giving Asra in front of three? Gemara is saying, what is this din? Lomo li, why in front of three? Betrei sagya. Trei is Eidos. Three is Bezdin. So since when, the Gemara says, Mehecha teisa, that there is a din of giving a Asra in front of a Bezdin. So why should we require three? Three is Aloch and Bezdin. Three is Aloch and Yichud at night. I don't know. But what's the... Three is an important number in Kabbalah. But what's it got to do with Asra? So lama li betrei sagya. If there's any requirement of having some kind of audience, it's got to be two. Eidos. Amar Abaye, hachi ka amar. Abaye says, new pshat, new reading of the Mishnah. Masrin boy. Doesn't say. Just says masrin boy. So Abaye adds in, bifnei shnayim. Masrin boy kama. Right? And Umalkin Isa Bifnei Shloisha. Ki'ilu we would put a comma in the Mishnah. Masrin boy, give masra, good. And then we move the vav from umalkin. Ubifnei shleisha malkin oisai. All right, I don't know if that's what Abai had in mind, but that's the upshot of the of Abai's emendation in the Mishnah. Masrin boy bifnei shnayim. Needn't be said. Umalkin oisai bifnei shleisha. And we give him a hasra and malkus. Good. So Rashi puts everything together. Bifnei shnayim debi'in and edim. Sheikhichu. We require edim that they gave him musr. The Ovar, and that nevertheless the Ben Saramara violated the musr that the parents gave him. Because we need to have somebody else there aside from the parents, because the parents would not be good edim to give him a chi of misa that he ate a second time. No, lahargoy. Tirchsim al pi shnayim edim yumas hameis. A little bit confusing, because the Mishnah is clearly talking about the first aveira. Right? It says Chozar Mekilkel, not in Meser. So Bifnei Shnayim Dibi'inan Edem Shehoichi Chuhu V'Ovar. And then the Gemara says Umalkin Oise Bifnei Shalosh Umalkin Oise Bifnei Shloisham Kiloimar Yivi'u Bifnei Shloisham. Let me give Malkus in front of three. The emes is, there are three at every Malkus, right? Because there are one who's counting, right? And one who gives the Malkus, the Gemara says, and there's a third there who's Machris, right? Right? There's one who's directing the Malka, and then there's one who's counting. So there are always three at every Malkus. So Rashi says that's not what it means. It means, because we're not discussing Hilchos Malkus right now. Umalkin Oisei Bifnei Shloisha. So Rashi explains, Kiloimar means to say, Yivi'u Bifnei Shloisha Dayonim. Vadayon Mechevu Malkus. Vilku Shliach Beisim Kishar Alaykin. The Malkus Bifnei Shloisha. Bipirka Kamba. It means, this Malkus is determined like any other Malkus. It's determined by a Beisim of three. Right, that's what Rashi says. So Rashi is a chidushim over here, but l'chari that's man de polik. Masrin boy b'fnei shnayim means that the parents have to give him musr in front of two edim. Umalkin oise b'fnei shloisha, and we bring him into a beis din to determine if he's chayiv malkus. Gemara says, Malkus b'ben soirer u'moira heich eksiva. Where is there a din of Malkus in ben soirer u'moira? There are many reasons not to give a Malkus. Number one is according to Rambam's Lav Shevach Lolos. According to Yerushalmi and the Adramot, Lav Adit L'Tashlumen. No, so why are we giving a Malkus? According to Pashas of Gemara, it's Nid Noshem Seifer. No, why are you giving a Malkus? So we need a chiddush to teach us that there is Malkus by Ben Sarah Moira. So Gemara now goes back on the Mishnah. Malkus by Ben Sarah Moira. The Gemara says, well, Kidder Bavo. It's like a Bavo. Why? A Bavo was just teaching us a din that a Moitzi Shemer gets Malkus. Right? A Bavo was teaching us a din that if a couple just got married, and the next day, the chosan comes into the base and looks in the parashas Kisitsa and says that we had beer last night and I found out that she is not a basulam. And that wasn't the deal. The deal was that she was a basulam. And then the husband goes further and says that he has indications that she was niv'al by somebody else after Erisin. So he's presenting that his wife, that the Bezin should investigate him. Maybe his wife is Chayiv Misa because she was an HSE, Shinivalam. And she's saying, Lehoi Nivra, You know what he's talking about? That the Yiddish is saying Pesach Zoch, he's saying it was Nebuchadnezzar says. Or she's saying the different Gemara's and Ksuvas, different possibilities. She's saying it's not correct. She is a Basula, or she's Mukasates. Whatever. So then the Torah says that if the parents bring Edom, that she is a Basula. So he's he becomes a Moiti Shemer. Right? They bring Edom and she's a Basula. They made him, I don't know, she was in a girl's camp ever since she was 3, I don't know. Then went home after the summer. So they know that she was not Nevelas by anybody. How summer they bring Adam. So he's Moitz. So what's the din of the Moitz Shemra? The Torah says, I think he said, say, Veloku zikne yo'ir esa'ish, ve'yisru oisai. And after they get finished being ve'yisru oisai, ve'onchu oisai me'achesev, and then there's a penalty. And then third is they got to get married. They are married. But if she wants, they are married for good. You can try to give a get, won't be effective. 3 halachas. Last halach is very clear. He can try to give a get, it won't happen. Second last halach is very clear. First halach of Yisro Isai. So Ravo says, Yisro Isai has been given trouble. What does it mean we're given trouble? So Rav Yavod Darshan v'yisru mi v'yisru, because it says by Ben Sarah Mayra v'yisru oisai. And what's the v'yisru osan Ben Sarah Mayra? That's mi ben, because it says of ben by Ben Sarah Mayra, and it says v'yom bin hakois, and v'yom bin hakois rasha. That's the makor for the din of makas. All right. So Rav Ashi explains, there's a Ravo in Ksuvus, Kavi Moitzi Shemra, Menolon Deloki, Dechsid Viloku Zikni Eir, Esu Ish V'Yisru Oisai, Lamadu V'Yisru De Moitzi Shemra, V'Yisru Oisai, De Ben Sarah Baira, Hu De Yisru De Ben Sarah Baira, Lamadu Ibin, Dechsid Sham, Im Ein, Im Bin Hakois, V'Hu Ben Lamadu V'Ben, V'Yim Bin Hakois in Russia. Okay, so exactly, Ravo is a little bit, sounds like a stretched deal over here, but so, the Gemara says, how do we know? Because Ravo told us. Ravo was giving a shir in Moitzi Shemra. But Ravo told us that we have a Gzeres Shaveh of Ben Bin, and the Gzeres Shaveh of Ben Bin teaches that the Yisru is Malkus. And this is so clear to Ravo that became the source for Malkus in Moitzi Shemra. Good? Okay. That's the Gemara. So far, everything's very poshut, right? So we go back to the Mishnah. Masrin boy, we have to give him Asra. The Asra is Bifnei Shnayim. Right? Rashi says Masrin boy is that the parents, we have to have Eidim that the parents gave him Eichacha. Masrin boy, we have to have Eidim that the parents gave him Asra. He has to, the parents have to give him Eichacha. We have to be sure of it. We have to know what happened. We have to be Eidim. And then, Bifnei Shleisha Malkin Oisei. And there's a Chiddush. We give him Malkus, the Yisru Oisei. The Torah of Yisru Oisei, Pshad is they give him Malkus. We need a Chiddush, because without the Chiddush would be a Lav Shebechlolos. Good. So what are the halachas? The halachas, according to Rashi, are the parents have to give Echacha, and the Basin has to give Malkus, and all of this is on the Geneva Rishoyna, the Achille Rishoyna. Rashi in our Mishnah, Master and Boy, so Rashi expands his explanation. Lav Yishu Masro Gemura, Kishar Averis, Shein like an Elav Asra. This is not the regular Asra. Does, right? This could not be. In other words, Rashi is now explaining to us why he said in Ayin Aleph Amid Beis that Bifnei Shnayim means the Be'inon Edim Shechoichichu. Rashi is Medayak in the Lashon. Masrin Boy Bifnei Shnayim. Normal Asra is that the Edim are Masra. Right? Masrin boy bifnei shnayim means the Edom are not giving us Asra. Alright? So yesterday we discussed, is that such a gevaldig gediyuk? That Ramos kasha, right? There's a machloikas, who the Edom have to give us Asra. So Rashi was medayik that this Gemara is alibad hilchasa, that the Edom should give the Asra. Maybe not alibad hilchasa, but alibad the rab, the chachamim. So Rashi No, so Rashi was medek this Gemara is according to Biesi Lili, no Biesi Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the Eidim have to give Asra. So if it says Masrin boy bifnei shnayim, that's not the Eidim, that's the parents. All right, and that seems to be, or certainly fits into the Mishnah. It doesn't have to be. Now that we know that Masrin gives Hasra, it could be Eidim, just like Malkin is the Beis Din. So Rashi says, no, the reason why I explained it this way, not Lavdav because of the Lashon of Masrin by Bifnei. That I could have said is a Machlekes Tanoim Masrin by Bifnei. Why did I explain that Masrin by Bifnei means it's the parents? Because lav mishum asra gemur kishar averos, because masrin boy is not hasra. That every other avera ain't like an elu basra. That's true. That every avera would only get malchus if there's not every avera. We know Moshe Shemer gets malchus without asra. Now we know that Edom Zayman get asra, get malchus without asra. But except for Edom Zayman and the Moshe Shemer. So every other Avera only gets Malchus with Asra. But this could not be that kind of Asra. The Asra is Edim, boy, every other Avera requires Edim. V'oid, Zu, Sofek, Asra. What's the V'oid? Again, Lav Mishum Asra, Gemur, Kishar, Averish, Ein, Leiken, Elub, Asra. The Asra is Edim, boy.
The Edim are not the ones giving.
Right, so here it must mean, again, the ho hasros Edom boy means that here they're not getting hasros Edom. Again, Rashi. Lav mishum hasro gumur kishar verishin lekin lav hasro. Reason number one, because every other case of hasros Edom. And over here, this simple reading of the Mishnah is that the parents are masrem. And l'chayra, that is muchrach in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says that the parents have to be, cannot be ilmen. They say b'neinu zeh, not a good raya. And they can't be sumen because einenu shemeya b'keileinu. No, b'neinu zeh v'lei sumen. Einenu shemeya b'charshin. All right. They cannot be charshin because einenu shemeya b'keileinu. And the simple reading of the Mishnah according to Rashi is, what's the Bekeleinu? Tasra. All right.
Was
that?
Rashi says it's from V'Yisr.
Right, right.
What about
but Rashi right now is assuming that it's clear from the Mishnah that the parents are giving the Hasra. So either because of Masin also Bifnei Shnayim, or because that seems to be the Hemshech of the Mishnah. The old, and reason number two why this could not be Hasra Gemura, because what's reason number two? The oid, Zu Sofik Hasra. Im oiver hum lav. Shaloi miyad bifneim oiver. Because he's not going to be over right away. Right? Why? How does Rashi know that? That they're not standing there when he has the fork and knife in hand and the condiments ready to go for the tatima basar. How does Rashi know that it's not miyad? That this hasra didn't happen miyad.
Because it has to be
b'shus achir. It's b'seiser. No. So in over el b'seiser. It's also is that really true b'seiser? I thought it's b'chaburis anoshim. That's b'chaburis reikim v'chusim. No.
B'seiser from the parents.
B'seiser from the parents.
B'seiser from the father. Anyone who's not a
sari. His father's not there. Whoever elu b'seiser, well the yachar zman who, oisa. Right, so Rashi says again, v'oid zus sofek asro, im oiver who im lab. They're not sure if he's going to be oiver. Shaloi miyad b'fneim oiver elu b'seiser, because it's not in front of them. It's not in front of them, right? Elu b'seiser is not in front of them. It's not b'fneim. Elu b'seiser is not in front of them. But the Uliacher is a man, and it's not right away. Ella, so what is this Hasra? They tell him off. They give him Musr. And Rashi says they give him Musr to be in and be Yisru Oisai. Doesn't say, Einenu Shemeya Bekeleinu. V'yisroys is also difficult. No, the Gemara says V'yisroys is Malkus. So Rashi is V'inan V'yisroys is Malkus. The B'inan V'yisroys by Moitzi Shemra. Is any din that the parents have to yell at the kid? I don't know. They say, they bring it Adam. Shule Yargil. That he should, that we need V'yisroys is Shule Yargil. V'im lo yishama, and if he doesn't listen, malkin oisei bebeizdin. What is Rashi referring to over here? V'yolif lom, and that malkus we learn from v'yisru oisei. T'be'inan v'yisru oisei, shelo yargil. V'im lo yishama, malkin oisei. So what's v'im lo yishama?
Did it again.
How many times?
Three, total of three.
Total of three, it sounds like, no? Otherwise, he can't read the Rashi. V'im lo yishoma, and if he didn't listen to the hayichacha, to the nahasra gemura, so then malkin oisei bebeizdin v'yolif lami v'yisru oisei. It's a lot of chidushim in Rashi, right? A few chidushim, a few kashas. What's Rashi saying? What's Rashi telling us that that there's a din that the parents have to give musa to the child in order for Ben Sermon to be a Ben Sermon Moira. Right? They have to, the parents have to give musa to the child. They obviously, he's done. L'chayra, they catch him. They find Tatima Basar and Chasile Yain missing. Right? They figure out who's eaten it, who's had it. Right? Ben Sermo doesn't clean up after himself either. So they caught him. He's dishes in the sink, probably. So they caught him and they say, "What's going on over here?" Right? We didn't speak about this. We didn't talk about this. Geneva, right? They take a chumash. They see what to say exactly, and they say it to him. And then what happens? And then he eats again. And then they bring him into Beis Din for Malkus. Then it eats again, right? A little bit of chiddush, no?
Why does he have to eat the first one?
Well, because...
What are they giving him
musa for? Now, all of this is against the Rambam, right? Rambam says, Ketz adonim in Sarah Moirem. Right? Interesting lashon, Ketz adonim boy. Mevi an oisai ovevi maitchila lebeizin shel shloisham. The parents bring him into the basin of three. The oymen and the baron say to the basin, not to the basin, say to the baron, they know zeh sarah moira. O meviyin shnei edim, and they bring two edim, shegonav mishalavim, two edim they can say, they saw him that he stole, kona bos of the yayin, these guys are trailing him, and they saw that he bought bos of the yayin, but meshah got him. The ochal oysa chila murach achar asra, and the edim say, he ate exactly, they take out the Rambam and they say it was a chatzil yayin tatim of boser, and what else it have to be? It was bachamur shul reikim, and it was no. What else was it? Was that mulag machas? What that means? And it was also not fully cooked, half raw. All right, and they check it off one after the other, and they say achilim uchueres, and achar hasra, and they gave masra. Right, the Adam gave masra. Vizui Edus Rishoina, and this is step one. Umalkin Isaac Ishar Chaive Malkus. Every other Malkus, Edus Hasra Shenemar, Vyisru Oisai, Vilo Yishmalayim. Vyisru Oisai, the Pasuk. So the Rambam is Lechara quoting our Gemara. What the Rambam is most of the Gemara is, Umalkin also kishor chai ve malkus. Why is that how you suffer to the Gemara?
Takes out Rashi's whole thing with the parents.
Even more than that, where the Yisru Oisai? What's the Yisru Oisai mean? No?
It sounds that it fits in perfectly because he says that Chila is,
Okay, hold on, right? Right? So Max saying the following. He's saying that what the Rambam is pointing out is, L'chayra, he should not be getting Malkus. Because the Rambam says in Halacha Aleph that it's Le'isir Chaladam. And that's and their Gemara says that's a lav shebichlolus, so he shouldn't be getting malchus. So we have a pasuk to say, you know, he does get malchus. So the Rambam says this pasuk teaches us it's malchus kibuchol atera kula, malchus that has to have hasra. I say another word. What the Rambam is pointing out, the v'yisru oisai is lachar also not a malchus k'meisha kosev atera, because the v'yisru oisai is in a lav shein by masa. L'chayra the v'yisru oisai av v'yitzi shema l'chayra, there was no asra there. The yisru oisai over there is l'yiselich rochel b'amecha. What was it? What lab did the husband do when the husband came into Bezin? He framed his wife, right? So what was the lab that he did? L'yiselich rochel b'amecha l'shen hara v'yitzi shema. No, for v'yitzi shema is a lab shema masa. The yisru oisai. It's a lav without tasra. L'chayra is a perfect tasra suffix because even if they wouldn't give him asra, what do they not have? Right? So l'chayra, so that when the Rambam says that we learn from a Yisro Oisai that he gets malchus, and the Rambam adds u'malkin oisai kishor chai ve'malkus, the Rambam is saying is that this v'yisroso teaches me chi of malkus, and without any other caveats, it's malkus kibachol atayra kula that requires hasra from the edim. Chazar v'gonav v'shalot v'v'yachal achilazu. If it happened over again, second time. So they come in once again to weigh them. Gona the yochal achilazu achar shisru boy. Once again, asra. V'zu yedus achrayna. All right. So according to Rambam, very few surprises. All right. According to Rambam, it's two isurim. Two leisurchal adams, Adam, hasra. We don't break too many rules over here, right? Too many general kolistic rules, and that's what we would expect. And the Rambam was shot in the Mishnah. Masrin boy means two Adam give him hasra. What does the Rambam do with masrin boy b'fnei shnayim? L'chari would say that's a machlokes anon. However, you paskin, do you have to have davka the Adam, or could be somebody else? Masrin boy, but you have to have asra on the Isser. Just perfect. But you see from Rambam, the chidushim of Rashi. Rashi's chidush is that this is not a asra k'mochol ha-tera kula. Number one, he says it can't be because this hasra is not coming from the Edom. That's number one. Number two, it can't be asra because it would be hasra's sofek. The purpose of this hasra is shelo yargil, and according to Rambam, according to Rashi, l'chora there are three maise achila. Achila number one that aggravates the parents, right? No edim. Achila number two when the parents already have him on a camcorder, they have him at edim, the kids being watched, right? They have him. Trail, right? And then achila number three, the chayav misa, right? L'chora is now a little bit surprising because until now we haven't learned that the three achilas and the two achilas. So whenever it's surprising, you always want to get a little bit of corroboration from another rishon to see if you learned correct Pshat and Rashi. Let's look at the Miri. Hey, yech donin boy. Same lashon as the Rambam. Which is not surprising. Ave v'imoy masrin boy b'fnei shloisha pirusha b'gemara masrin oisei b'fnei shnayim u'malkin oisei b'fnei shor tzoloimar shekishiroyim boy shehu nishka behergel zeh. when the parents see that he's getting addicted, shunishka behergelzeh, that it's becoming routine. Hey, masrinoi soy, the parents warn him. But soloimar miyasr moi soy. All right, we'll assume that they get angry at him. Probably when they learned this maybe in the previous Doris, I mean, they gave him, they beat him. Miyasr moi soy. It's not acceptable now. She'ein asra zu kishor asra. This asra is not asra shebechol haTorah kula. She'tzorich b'hen, that those other asrois, which are in kol haTorah kula, she asra smucha lemaisa, and there's no suffering as to whether they're going to do it or not. Ela she'asra, this asra kimin teichachos, it's musar. She'miyasrim oisai umoidin oisai bifnei oisai mashnayim, that they tell him in front of those two, shimi'oraloi oid, that if it ever happens again, shi'ivyu lebeizdin. That's the asra. So that it's perfect in terms of when Rashi says it's not asra gemura, right? Why is it's not asra? It's musar. So why is it not asra gemura? So I thought, well, the purpose of asra is a guy shouldn't do a chait. So the purpose of this hasra is the kid shouldn't do the chait. But you see, in Meira, it's even sharper. Because what's a hasra? Hasra is when the two guys, the two Adam, say to the person about to be Nichshal, we are going to bring you to Beis Din. We are going to be made against you. So Meira says, the parents say that you're doing something and we're going to have to bring you to Beis Din. So it does mimic classic hasra. But then the Miri says, "Ukisha over acharkach, bevin oislef nei beizin shal shloisha." So what we have been calling until now, the Geneva Rishon Chilu Rishona, Rashi says this to be the second event. The first event is what got the parents upset. The second event is when they come into the beis for the first time. Alright? So we're on track. We have a good pshat in Rashi, correct? Maybe he's a little bit more expansive, spells it out. So Machlaik is Rashi, Rambam, which the Minchas Chinuch points out. And that is Pshat in the Mishnah. Machlokes is the Hasra HaNe'emar SheNe'emra Eitzel B'nei Ben Soiremar, the Hasra Masrin Oisei, is it the Hasra SheBechol HaTorah Kula? Then once we learn that the din of Malkus, Ramam says Malkus K'chol HaTorah Kula, Malkus means Hasra. So I have to have Edim that were there B'Shas Masa, Edim that said, if you do, we're going to be made against you, and if you do this, we'll bring you to Beis Din. All right? And according to Rashi, it's a chiddush. Chiddush number one in Rashi is we don't require Edim b'shas ma'is avera, because that would be hasra safek. Chiddush number two is that there is a requirement of the parents giving musar. All right? So l'chayra that Iron Lehen, Ben Deinu Zeh Sirimara. Right? So according to Rashi, it's a double machloikis. Machloikis number one is, do we require Hasra Shebechola Terakula? In other words, do we put Ben Sirimara in the category of Kola Terakula that requires Hasra, or the category of Eidim Zaymimin, and Moshe Shon doesn't require Hasra? Okay. Next is is there a requirement of the parents to give Asra? Musar. So according to Rashi, there is a requirement of the parents have given Musar. And according to Rambam, that is the first appearance in Beis Din. Next, according to Rashi, Ben Sora Moira has to go through a preparatory Maisa Isa to begin with, before we even open the parashah Ben Sora Moira. Right? There's a Hakdama. The kid's doing the Maisa Ben Sora Moira, the parents get upset with him. According to Rambam, that doesn't exist. According to Rashi, there are three achilas. One that is just between the parents and the child, right? Next, between the parents, the child, and Adam, Malchus, and then Chiyav Misa. All right, that's the machlekes between Rashi and Rambam. We want to focus on the machlekes of Hasra per se. Right? There's a machlekes in terms of three or two achilas. Not discussing it right now. Machlekes about this requirement of Hasra. According to Rambam, Asra Shemachalat Erekula, Adam, give Asra, and according to Rashi, could not be. All right, so we'll focus on a moment. Go ahead, Max.
Also, according to Rashi, the parents are giving Asra, so where do we see that crow we could give Asra? So that way, it's a Musar board, and that's why it's not normal kids of Asra, because it's not actually Asra in the first place.
Correct.
Would Rashi have to say that this parent's dinner in Asra is being learned out from Shemaya Bekoinu, or the parents giving? We already used that
puzzle,
so I don't understand where
it
gives.
Rashi says it's right. Rashi says it's from the Yisro Isai.
About the
drasha.
Is that
where
we
get
the fact
that you can drasha?
On
number
base.
Yeah, we
use
that already from August, and then
it has the. It's a cash and Rashi. Cash and Rashi. Okay, good. If you get your friend name wrong.
Eitan. Also, would Rashi require it?
L'chayr not. Yeah. Right? It wouldn't have to be tochkid, it wouldn't have to be immediate. L'chayr not. Mayor?
Is the tochach according to Rashi part of the Asar, or is it just a kind of different thing in itself?
I mean, that's just a question of nomenclature. The answer is it is a din of itself, and Rashi refers to it as a form of Hasra. So that's just a question of, it's a more of a semantic issue. Go ahead.
Is Rashi the third time? Because the Achila didn't say anything about Hasra. Like the Rambam says, you need to cycle again.
Yeah.
According to Rashi, it's once the Eidim come after the second time, then the Malkus, it's just once it happens on the spot, you can do a Misa. Like you don't need a second, even you don't need a second for Papa. You just kill him.
You don't need, according to Rashi, you would not need a separate Musar Shmuz. L'chor, you would require a day for Misa. That's a good question. L'chor, you would, I'm assuming, you would require a day Asra for the Misa.
Can the Malkus count?
Yoni, it's a very good question that one of the Achronim asks. If Rashi is committed to the idea that you can't have Hasra because it would be Hasra Safek, L'chor, that should apply to the third Achil as well, which means that we're giving Chiyav Misa without Hasra.
Why?
Because Rashi says he can't have it because Hasra Safek.
No, he's not by the parents. Right before he does the Achila, it's like the Rambam, he has Adam.
So hold that one moment. Hold on a moment. Go back to that. Okay. Go ahead.
We were discussing this morning. When Rashi talks about Nishayim,
yeah.
He says that you require two Aiden because the father and mother can't be the ones to kill the son.
Right.
But it doesn't make sense because we're not up to killing it. We're only up to the
Correct.
It's one long process that starts now.
Correct. However, I would say that the Pashas is the way the most Achronim understand this is that, and again, we're not ready to analyze, I'll have to come back to this, is that the Maisa, the first Maisa Veira has to be a Maisa Veira Shemevili de Misa. Lei Seuchel Adam, Lei Seuchel Achila Shetargei Olkach. Right, Rashi in Samach Gimel, right? Samach Gimel, Samach Aleph. So perhaps we're not ready for this. That's the next sugya on Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. Does the first achila have to be done in the exact same fashion that could bring about a chiyuv misa? So we'll come back to that, Mr. Johnny? Yeah.
Once people know and once people are warning you, are you going to...
The Ben Sera Mura is one who is not deterred by... there's Hemshech. It's a good Ha'ara. But the fear of the father makes it not Nitin Hemshech. But the... the asra of the parents that bring to Beis, and apparently that doesn't make it. It's a good horror. It's okay. I have to think about that.
But isn't it a little strange? Because the Rambam saying that the Edom are the one that are giving the asra. That would make sense according to Rashi. It should be the opposite, right?
Even the Rambam, okay, so it's not your parents, but it's someone giving you warning that we're going to take you to Beis, and your parents are going to find out, you know?
No, so Max is saying that your horror is not... is not a problem because the pachad comes from the parents catching him, and the hasra comes only from Edom. So according to Ram, it's less of a question. According to Rashi, the parents also bring him to Bezin, though. Maybe according to Rashi, it's more of a kasha. Okay, I have to think about it. Ellie, go ahead.
Isn't there a discussion whether or not hasra safek is considered hasra or not?
Correct.
So
Yad Ramos says maybe. Yad Ramos points out from the Yad Ramos discussion, it's conceivable that Rashi is teaching the Mishnah according to one that's Asra Sofek Lav Shmei Asra, but the Mishnah itself could be Asra Sofek Shmei Asra. Yeah, that's a Yad Ramos points that out. That'd be conceivable.
Possible that there's different levels also of
Asra.
Could be.
That was a machlokas on Mariam. They both have to be able to read the Mishnah.
To learn the Mishnah properly. So even if you hold Asra Sofek, right? It's not going to be an issue lamaisa. We'll see in a moment because l'chora. What Eli said is the correct approach, that Rashi is understanding the Sofek a little bit differently. So let's hold on that. Okay? So we have the Machlokes Rashi Rambam. Right now, the Aruch Lener has the following suggestion in Rashi. This is what Adam said a few moments ago. Is it possible in Rashi, Aruch Lener says in Rashi, that there still is Hasros Edim on the Maisa Achila? It's just that we're adding in another Hasra. Aruch Lener says, impossible that we will give Malkus without Hasra. So all Rashi's pointing out is that in addition to the Hasra that's going to be Vishas Achila, there is Hasra of parents. Right? In other words, it makes the according to Aruch Lener, it makes the Machlokes Rambam Rashi solely on the issue of whether there is an extra layer, an extra achil, extra asra. Is this correct? Now look at the Meiri. Meiri says, "I'm not sure." L'chor, it depends how you read a line in the Meiri. Look at this: Ganav Michel. El Shasra Kimin Techachas, Shemi Yasrim Oso, Omedin Oso, Bifne Oso Mashnayim, Shem Yorma Lo Od, Kach, Shem Yivula Bezin, Ukisha Ovar, and when he eats Achar Kach, may be an Oise, Lifne Bezin, Shel Shloisha. Vimim Lemben, Negus Esseru, Mara Shachar, Shisrinu Boy Bifne Shnayim. Gonav Mishel Ov Konav Bosavi Yain Bishir Hamachayavoi. And now, the parents, umevin eidei hasra, ve'edim shiro ageneva, v'achila, v'hisru boi, umalkin oisai. So I'm not sure how to read v'shihisru boi. L'chayra, hold on. L'chayra, this could be seen as a support for the Yerach Lener. Mevi'in eidei asra, l'chayra, the eidim that saw the parents give masra, the eidim shiro aganeva achila, v'shihisru boi. So you could read it as the Me'iri repeating that the Edom saw the parents give Masra. That's the way most people would read the Rashi. Or that the Yochanan didn't have the Me'iri. The Me'iri only was published in the 50s. So he didn't have the Me'iri. But L'chara, he was mechaven to this idea. Shiro agneva chilo v'she hisru boy. And they gave Masra. Does it fit our Rashi though? Our Rashi says, Masrin boy. Lav mishum asro gemura, kishor aveiros, she'ein loikin, elo be'asro. This could not be the classic asro. Do asro as eidim boy. This is asro from parents. Vo'oid, zu sofik asrohu, im oivirim lav. Shaloi miyad bifneimu oiver. Elo beseser. Uli achaz manu oise. Elo mechichen oise de meinen ve yisru oise. So Torahin, let's not get bogged down in this comedy Orchana right now, but it's something that's worth considering. Whether, L'chora, certainly, the Orchana Ner's comment is certainly pshat de meiri. L'chora. We're not discussing Achaneh right now for your consideration. All right. So the what are we focused on? The Machleik is Rashi Rambam. Machleik is Rashi Rambam. Is that Rashi says that the Asra of the Mishnah is the Asra of parents? Rashi says the Asra of parents is Lav mishum asra gemura kishor aveiros, shein loikin elav asra. That lashon of Rashi would sound like not like the Aruch Lener. Right, l'chora the Aruch Lener was correct in Rashi, then Rashi would indicate that it's hasra in addition. Lav mishum asra gemura kishor aveiros, shein loikin elav asra. That's what we get, and certainly the way that the Yad Ramolim shot in Rashi is not like the Aruch Lener. Right, so that's why we're going to go further via the Yad Ramah and his pshat in Rashi. All right. So again, I don't know where the Aruch Lener is pshat in Rashi, but l'chora, what's clear is we have a Me'iri and a Rambam, and a Rashi according to the Yad Ramah, three shitas. All right. So let's go a little bit deeper now. She does Rashi. Rashi, the Yad Ramah, when he analyzes Rashi, Verabenu Shloimezal, Kosam Nami, Kidach Sibna, Miyuka Omar, Taima, the Ilashem Asra Gemura, Leko lemeimar. This could not be a regular hasra. Deha hasras eidim beidim. Ve'oi hasra sofiki im oivir v'im lav. Uliachar zman yaseh begoli oi b'seser. This is the Yad Ramah's response to my concern. That is not b'seser. I'm not sure exactly how it's shot, but he says begoli oi b'seser. I understand begoli because you have a chabura, or it's a chabura of 10 that the parents aren't aware of. Ela mechichin oisei, the beinan v'yisru oisei, Shelo Yargil. The Hani Taima de Maronzal, and these reasons of Rashi, Kidima Ainis Behu Shapir, Mishkachas the Lav Taima Ma'al Yeninu. Yad Ramah says, even he calls Rashi Maron, Rashi says, but when you look at Rashi carefully, not correct. Lav Taima Ma'al Yeninu. Chana, number one, the Ka'omar, the Ho Hasras Einim Be'ina. V'homadai, time of the Reyes of Yehuda, who don't run, she yo Bishnai Einim Yat Masin Boy. V'il Rambona, na Filim, the Mibishayda, Filim, V'yatsma, Kiris, V'erkes, Er Einim. Nasim Zayimim. V'im Kain, my Chazi Maran, the Mestis, and Reyes of Yehuda, he, Ad Rabba, Lek Miki Rambona. This is number one, why is Rashi forcing this mission to be a Reyes of Yehuda? Could be Rambona, that the Asra has to take place in front of Edom, but it need not be Hasra from the Edom. So, the Gomer Taima, the second reason, Mishum Hasra Sofiki, Shtei Tshuvas V'Domer. Right? One is that was the Machlekes V'Shalosh Rabbi Yechanan, whether you're Chayim and Tshuvas Hasra Sofik, and we pass like Rabbi Yechanan, V'Su, and then the more powerful Kasha that the Yad Ramah asks, he says, why is Hasra Sofik? Why is it Asra Sofik? How does Rashi phrase this as Asra Sofik? No? Because you don't know if he's going to do it. This is the Ad Ramah, you never know if he's going to do it or not. Hasra is always hoping the guy will not do it. Right? The purpose of Hasra is to discourage the Avarian. I'm going to take you to Beis Din, you're going to be Chayav Misa, you're going to be Chayav Malkus.
So the
Ad Ramah's kasha is, to meal on a mikori lemor nasra sofek. Imi shum nechimasu be lo yadinon. He says, well, that's the case of every asra. You'll never have every single asra. It's asra sofek. Says the Abbas, what's that? Hasra sofek. Hasra sofek is when the mas is conditional. And you know for sure he's doing the masa, but you don't know if it's the masa of Eirim. Right? Asra sofek is that when it's 3 o'clock at night and 3 a.m. and they're finishing up eating the korban and they leave the korban on the table and go to sleep and the Edom say, it's going to be nicer. How can you leave the korban on the table? Hasra Sofek. Maybe they'll get up and have it. But that's, right? Hasra Sofek is a person who takes a shvua that he will do that he will shvua with a contingency, a shvua with a condition. So when the Edom see that he's violating the shvua, they don't know if the condition will be fulfilled or not. That's Asra Sofek. He's saying a vanei ma'aseh, but I don't know, and no one knows, and it can't be known right now if this is going to be a ma'aseh or not. That's Asra Sofek. But the Sofek that you don't know is going to be Oiver, then he says that's in any kind of Sofek. Right? So those are the two kashas on Rashi. Question number one is, again, what's the point? The point is that Rashi says this could not be Asra B'chol HaTerakula. And the Yad Ramah is saying in defense of the Rambam Shita, it could be Asra B'chol HaTerakula. All right, the first question about whether the who is giving the Asra, so then the Yad Ramah says the Rambam would say Enochanami that it's a better read of the Mishnah to say it's Kirabonan. But however we're going to end up paskening, we'll end up being Moikim Nalach that way. If we're going to end up paskening that the Edom have to give Asra, so in Ben Sarah Mur, they don't give Asra. And we're going to end up paskening that the Asra can come bifnei Edom, we'll say the parents give it bifnei Edom. We'll work it out. Second kasha is that Rashi says this could not be Asra Shabakol Terakula because it's impossible to give Hasra for Ben Sarah Moira. So Yad Ramah says it's not that much of any other Reser. So then maybe there's a timing, right? That's happening right now. No. So how do we explain the Rashi? Rashi says, it's Asra Sofek, Asra's Eidim boy. V'oizu sofek hasra. Im oiver hu im lav. Shalom biyad b'fneim hu oiver. V'liachan zman hu oise. No, so you can answer Rashi in a few ways. What will we answer Rashi? No, go ahead.
You're inherently, it's going to happen later. It's not right now.
What do you mean inherently it's going to happen later?
Because usually by Asaros, if it's a Ratzach, let's say, so you can tell it's going to, any second.
Yeah.
Here, we're anticipating that, maybe not today, tomorrow, in a few weeks, it'll happen again.
Maybe the only time he gets the Malkus is if the Asra is juxtaposed to Maisa. That'll be the din. The din right. Will be Masrin boy. You have to have Asra. According to Rambam. According to Rambam, the Ben Sarimah will only get Malkus, only get Misa, if there's Asra B'Shas Caesar. So why does Rashi say this could not be Asra? Because this is Shaloi B'Shas Caesar. Maybe this is B'Shas Caesar. No? Say Max?
The Misa here of the Gnevo isn't in itself inherent an issue that involves Magos. So the issue that he's warning them on is that you're going to be events or more. That's what he's getting Magos on. So they're not sure. They don't know if Yeshua's Sarah is. They're not sure exactly what the situation is. So they're saying that they're giving him Magos that this. Doing this action might lead to the stage events or more, but they have no idea if that's going to happen in the end. They're not giving them a warning to say if you do this, you're going to get Malkus, because you don't get Malkus for sure.
So where is the suffix over here?
Suffix is whether he's actually in the age group to be events or more in the first place.
So, the aura is a gavaldi gaura, but not exactly over here. Over here it could be. The Rambam says that enachanami. Before they give him Misa, they're going to check to make sure he's Cyrus.
That's much later. So they're saying regardless, you're going to get. That could also be.
So that's a good kasha. But we would assume right now that they're going to that they will do a bedika before giving Malkus also. Why not?
The Rambam says otherwise.
The Rambam says that's a good kasha. I'm going to chime the Rambam, but we don't have to get into that right now. It doesn't. There's nothing right now that makes that we have to discuss that. It could be that's what. In other words, there's no reason to say that that's the issue that Rashi says for that reason is going to mean delay.
But what's the Hasra in the first place? It's not whether he's going to get Malkus because he stole.
Rashi's saying this has to be a different kind of Hasra because it could not be Hasra because by definition, Hasra is going to be Hasra Sofik. So Yad Ramo says, Lav Tamam Aliyah. It doesn't have to be Hasra Sofik. Can be like the Rambam. It's a mamash asra b'shas ma'isa. Rashi saying that you can't have him in sever mar asra a real asra. So Yad Rama says, "How is Rashi coming from?"
You can never know if he's ready to be a mentor or more.
Because of what?
Because he never checked. He's never checked.
So that's true for every 14-year-old who's going to do a ma'isa v'tzicha, a ma'isa g'dayra.
No, in this exact specific situation, they're warning him. You're not getting malchus normally if you steal.
It's going to be true for every. It's no different than the concern we have for the godless of any avaria. But every if you have is it shaykh to have Rachman al Tan, a 14-year-old ganef, a 14-year-old ritzayach, a 15-year-old?
When do you give a ganef hasra?
Mishas ma'isa. For a different reason, because it's a lav sheim, but it's a lav sheish with tashlumen.
Yes, so it's a different case because normally you take.
So take case of ritzayach. I mean, however we will satisfy the requirement of knowing the guy's a gadol by Ritzach, we'll do the thing over here. Just because we had a three daf sugya, so that exists by Ritzach as well. It's not different that way. No, we say yes.
Say different there. No, he's told me saying it here. Dafka by the Gnevo.
But Rashi doesn't mention Simani Gadlus, and he doesn't mention Simani Gadlus because that's true for every Aveira. Over here, the difference over here is that this is a mice of Erev that can only. If I would want to defend what Max is saying, I would say that what's different about this mice of Erev, it can only be done when there'll be a requirement for Bedika. And every other Isur is an equal opportunity Isur, can be done by a Godel Somuch Lekadus or a regular Godel. So Max is saying. This is by definition different because by definition it'll always be done when it requires a bedika. I understand that, but I don't think that.
You don't only have to say bedika. You could say the guys that are giving lessons. I don't know if the parents have the same voice or not. Or there's so many things that they have to know exactly what.
Enachanami, okay. But l'chayra, the Rambam wasn't bothered by that, no. Right? So is that the machlokes in Rambam and Rashi? What, the probability of the Edom knowing? L'chor Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, Shloim miyad b'fnei mo'ever. No, Efe, what are you going to say?
Isn't it true that, by definition, the Asar can't be in B'shas Esther because post Asar, he's got to go ahead and steal the money, and then he's got to go ahead and buy the food and gather the food. I mean,
so what would Rambam say?
What would Rambam say? I'm not sure, but just for Rashi, the fact that it's, by definition, so much later than...
Why, according to Rashi, by definition? No?
By definition?
Yeah.
Well, they give him the Musar after he did the first time offense. He's not even showing all other.
According to Rashi, the three. According to Rashi, that's why it's Mukhrach. Because according to Rashi, there are three events. And the Hasra is after the first event. Right? And it's before the second event. Before the second event is the Chalbah. That's why what you're saying is correct. Then that's why Rambam and Rashi could not agree, because according to Rashi, the Asra, there is a new concept called the Asra of the parents. According to Rambam, there's a new concept that the parents bring him into Beis Din. Right? What we're pointing out of here is that what seems to be a machlokes about whether there is an actual Hasra B'Shas Maisa is really a much, I wouldn't say deeper, but it stems from having a different description of what a Mitzvah Mar is. According to Rashi, there is a first event that Rambam doesn't have. And according to Rashi, the parental Hasra is at this first event that according to Rambam needn't be there. So according to Rambam, the first event is a Maisik Devam and the parental involvement is schlepping him into Beis Din. Right? How would you label the parents' involvement according to Rambam? No? Was that?
None.
Well, there is an involvement. What would you call it? What phrase in Chumash would you say? V'sof sawaisai, right? According to Rashi, the parental involvement, there is a v'sof sawaisai, but there's a bigger parental involvement called v'yisra waisai. Okay, I is a good kasha. How's Rashi overly limud of v'yisra waisai? I have to figure this out. But just for right now, l'chorah, what we're pointing out here is that there's a yisraelistic difference between Rashi and Rambam. And exactly what are the parents, what is the parental part of Ben Sera Moira? According to Rashi, the parental part is that they are the Masrin. It's not Hasra Shemecholot Erekula. It could not be Hasra Gemura. It is Hasra. L'chor, I would say it's Hasra, either because the Hasra has to have a similar Nusach to Hasra, we're going to take you to Beis Din, like the Miri. Or it's Hasra because the goal of the Hasra is to get him not to do the Aveira. But it's not Hasra Gemura because the Hasra is in response to a Maisa as opposed to in response to a Maisa which is about to happen. The Hasra is you've done X, Y, and Z. We don't want you to be Mushka, Lashon Demiri, in this Maisa. Classic Hasra is you're about to do a Maisa and we don't want you to do this. And it's conceivable, that's what the Orch Lener is conceivable, that Rashi holds there is a regular Asra later on, but that's not the Asra Ksuba Mishnah. That's not the Asra of a Yisra Oisai. Just like by Moitzi Shemra, the Yisra Oisai is not a response, is not to try to prevent something else from happening. The Yisra Oisai is a response to something which already took place. That's the Oymer Kenyan that Rashi sees over here. That's what makes Rashi so, in my mind, so attractive. Because the Gemara compares these two, the Torah compared the V'yisru Oysai of Mighty Shemra and of Ben Sarah Moira, because it's the V'yisru Oysai according to Rashi, it's responding to Amaisa. So according to Rashi, this could not, it's not a Sarah Shabbat Chol Terakula. it's far from Asura Shabbat Kol Teru Kula. Rashi doesn't even call it Asura Safek. He calls it Safek Asura. Could be that he has a different word. Because what if he was saying, it's so far. We're not, it's not even on the table right now. But he's becoming Murgul and Mushka. So according to Rashi, the parents have to give a Musar. According to Rambam, the Rambam doesn't have a vort the parents are giving Musar. The parents are the ones who have to bring him to Beis Din ultimately. Right? B'neinu zeh, mashu d'chozu, what's the lashon of Rambam? V'ayman lona b'neinu zeh seremara, o'mevin shnei edim, shengana mishalavim. Good. Max, go ahead.
Can you say that's the reason why Rashi says one should bring them to Beis Din, it's too late because they already gave them Asra. The parents, according to the Rambam, didn't give the Asra yet, so they're still able to figure out once they're in Beis Din.
So Max is saying the following. It's a little bit counterintuitive, but l'chaira, the two should be connected. What Max is saying is we want to take it one step deeper. Right. So again, what have we done so far? We learned Pshat and Rashi, and then we showed how Rashi and Rambam are far apart from each other. And then, in order to corroborate our Pshat and Rashi, we looked at the Meiri, and then we entertained the possibility of the Oruch HaNer that the Rashi and Meiri are mamish the same thing, which is not the way the Yadam Rol and Pshat and Rashi. And then we explained how Rashi and Rambam. Probably they are separated by Hailim Pshat and V'Yisroise. Rambam learns V'Yisroi, K'moshe Kosov, V'Gemara, the V'Yisroise is Malkus. Once it's Malkus, Kol Teru Kula. Malkus requires Hasrosh, Kol Teru, and it's like every other Yisr. What's the parental involvement? The parents are the ones who are saying, their involvement is, do we bring them to Beis Din? B'neinu Zeh Sarah Moira. All right? Einenu Shemei V'Keleinu. He's not listening to us. Right? According to Rashi, the Torah is Machadesh, the Ben Sarah Moira is a three-step process. The first step is when the parents begin to notice that the child is becoming Murgul in a terrible chayt, right? And the parents give a Musar. And after the parents' Musar, he nevertheless, in front of Edom, who give him Hasra, maybe, that's Meiri, I'm not sure, he ends up doing a Maisa Ben Sarah Moira again. So the horror that Max just had is that might explain why Rashi and Rambam argue as when the parents can renege on their involvement. That according to Rambam, the parents, their involvement is that they bring him into Beis Din. Because the parental involvement is to set, it's counterintuitive, but I think it's correct, that the parental involvement, what the parents are doing is, they said, you stole from us, we said we're bringing you to Beis Din, and nevertheless, you're running up against us, and therefore, we're going to bring you to Beis Din, but we can also be Moichel. Because it's an element of being murdered against the parents. According to Rashi, when the parents give Musar that he's a Zol of a Soive, and then the child doesn't listen to parents, it's not he's being warned against the parents. He's more of a Gashmir, he's becoming more Magushim. More of a Gashmir thing act. In other words, the parents give Musar. When the child goes against the Musar, it's not that the child now is deepening his confrontation with the parents. No, he's a more Magushim. The parents tell him, and he doesn't listen. So therefore, it's not up to the parents to be Moichel and not to be Moichel. The parents have a certain involvement, but only until they bring him into Beis Din. That's what Rashi's doing. That's what Max is saying. Once they bring him into Beis Din, parents have no bailus anymore. They did what they're supposed to do. They ended up making their kid into being labeled as a more Mugushim to get kid, but they're done. They did it. Beis Din takes over. According to Rambam, the parental involvement is soft so I say. The parents are Bali Dover over here. They're the DA, right? And since they're the ones who are initiating it, it's up to them if they want to see it through or not. All right, so it's counterintuitive, because Rashi has the parental involvement being much larger than the Rambam. But in Omkus, it's that the parental involvement of Rashi is larger, but it's still to make the mice into a worse mice. And according to Rambam, the parental involvement is that it's an affront to the parents, and therefore they have a measure of violence. All right, to stop here later, we'll have mincha. Yosef, what are you going to say? Good? Okay.